Now, granted, the history you're describing seems to me like it's more consistent with a dysrhythmia, maybe perhaps sick sinus syndrome in somebody who's 75 years old, who has atherosclerosis or a sclerotic aortic valve that is associated with underlying ischemic heart disease, but also with conduction disease, conduction disorder. So when she passed out or she had a witness event and she came right back without any kind of neurological, we tend to think of dysrhythmias. The fact that her coronaries were normal throws out the idea of ventricular tachycardia, but does not rule out complete heart block as an etiology. So that certainly would have been very high on our list. Her shortness of breath, a baseline BNP would be very helpful in these people. And why that would be is that if her BNP remains elevated, elevated defined as a level greater than 200, we would be somewhat reluctant to give her something like trastuzumab. But if it's below 200, I think I would probably side with you. That would have made a decision for us that we may have tried the trastuzumab or maybe considered lapatinib, and then really looked very, very aggressively to see if she has an underlying conduction disorder. The fact that she did not finish a dobutamine stress echo, there's other modalities you can try to find out without going to a catheterization, just simple adenosine thallium, to find out whether or not she doesn't have that. Actually, adenosine can unmask conduction disorders when you're doing the study itself. So there's other things you can look into to make sure. If all this really needed was she just needed a pacemaker, then that would be a way that we could get her back online with her trastuzumab or with lapatinib. So we would keep searching for these other etiologies, especially with no evidence of structural heart disease or coronaries or clean. You know that she doesn't have at least ventricular tachycardia, but certainly a conduction disorder would be fairly high.
Just to clarify, though, I mean, do you feel, based on the history you've heard, that this woman has trastuzumab cardiac toxicity?
I think she has a component of that. I do.
But you're saying you think potentially with better cardiologic or more intensive cardiologic input, there might be a way to give her more trastuzumab?
There would, and the idea would be if she has an underlying conduction disorder and you put a pacemaker in her, that would allow you to increase the dose of the beta blocker, because that would be the biggest thing we'd be concerned about. In our own experience, and we didn't go into this too much detail in our manuscript, every patient that we put on beta blockers and an ACE inhibitor who developed heart failure from trastuzumab, we got them to the highest dose they can tolerate without symptoms. It wasn't low dose. And the idea is there's a dose response. The higher the dose you get them on, the greater the improvement in their ejection fraction. There is data that exists about that. So the idea would be if we have her on maximum doses, then that might allow us to potentially re-challenge her one more time, if it is from an underlying conduction disorder.
How do you diagnose the underlying conduction disorder? Through electrophysiologic studies or?
24-hour Holter, or what's called an event recorder.
She had that, though?
Not to my knowledge.
Hmm.
But the bradycardia is limiting. That's the issue, really. She can't go to maximal medical management because of her slow heart rate.